8 proven steps to end intrusive thoughts for good. Chances are, if you're dealing with intrusive thoughts, they feel terrifying. Maybe they are thoughts about harming someone you love. Maybe it's a what if that won't stop playing on a loop. Maybe it's disturbing, weird images that come out of nowhere. And no matter how much you try to push them away, they keep coming back, making you feel like you're trapped in your own mind. And that's what makes intrusive thoughts so frustrating. You may have tried meditation, positive thinking, logic, or even avoidance, and yet nothing seems to make them stop. Well, in this video, I'm going to share with you exactly how to break free from intrusive thoughts for good, not by managing them, but by actually overcoming them. And once you understand how they work, well, you can start responding in a way that puts them to an end for good. So let's get it started. So step one is understanding what intrusive thoughts really are. First, you have to understand that intrusive thoughts are not random. They are often a symptom of an anxious brain. When your nervous system is highly sensitized, your brain is constantly looking for danger, even if there isn't any. And sometimes it latches onto thoughts that are shocking, bizarre, or even horrifying. This is why intrusive thoughts are often the opposite of who you are. A loving parent might have a thought about harming their child. A kind, compassionate person might have thoughts about doing something violent. These thoughts feel repulsive because they go against your core values. But here's the truth. The fact that they bother you is proof that they are meaningless. Take a second and ask yourself, if these thoughts were actually dangerous, wouldn't they have led to some real consequences by now? Could it be that it's the fear of these thoughts that's actually keeping them alive? What happens if you just learn to let the thoughts be there without reacting? Start noticing this. The more you try to control these thoughts, the stronger they feel. What happens if you just stop trying to control them? Step two is stop trying to get rid of these intrusive thoughts. This is where most people get stuck. The moment they get an intrusive thought, they go into fix-it mode. The more you fight the thought, the stronger it gets. Why? Well, because your brain learns from what you focus on. Take a moment and ask yourself, how have you been reacting when these thoughts show up? Do you freeze up and panic? Do you go straight into researching online? Or do you try to push them away? Recognizing your automatic response is the first step to breaking free. Because the way you respond is how you determine whether these thoughts stick or fade. Step three is to use the alarm method to respond. Now that you understand what intrusive thoughts are, they're just a symptom. Well, how do you respond when they pop up? We use this strategy here at Bye Bye Panic called the alarm method. Whenever an intrusive thought appears, follow these steps. Step one, acknowledge. Notice the thought without reacting. Just tell yourself, oh, hey, there's that thought again. Number two is label that thought. Recognize this is just anxiety. It's not reality. Label it as a false alarm. Step three is to accept. Now, don't accept that these thoughts mean reality. All you're doing is that you're accepting in the sense that you're allowing the thought to be there without resistance. Remember, it's just a thought. Number four, refocus. Shift your attention back to the present moment. And number five, move on. Let go of trying to figure the thought out and just go back to living. This method retrains your brain to stop treating these thoughts as threats. Step four, download the free Fearless ebook. Before we move on, if you've been struggling with anxiety symptoms, including intrusive thoughts, panic attacks, bizarre, mysterious physical symptoms, I've put together a free resource that can help. It's called the Fearless Recovery ebook, and it walks you through the exact steps to overcoming anxiety without relying on coping mechanisms or short-term fixes. The link is down below in the description, and you can grab your free copy right now. Now let's keep going. Step five is stop checking in if the thought is gone. A common mistake people make is checking to see if the thought is still there. If you've ever thought, is it still there? Am I feeling better yet? That checking in, it keeps the cycle going. Because every time you check in, you're reinforcing the belief that this thought is important. Instead, remind yourself, it doesn't matter if the thought is here or not. I'm not going to engage with it. Step six, recognize the five F's that's keeping you stuck. At Bye Bye Panic, we found that people who stay stuck in intrusive thoughts are unknowingly doing one or more of these five F's. You're either trying to fix it, where you're trying to solve or trying to get rid of the thought, you're fighting, you're resisting the thought, which makes it stronger, you're focusing on the thought, where you're basically obsessing whether the thought is there or not, you're fearing the thought, you're treating the thought like it's somehow dangerous when really it's not, or you're getting frustrated, where you're getting upset every time the thought appears. Ask yourself, which one of these are you doing? The more honest you are with yourself about these patterns, the more power you have to break them. Step 7, learning to let go of the fear that this will last forever. But my case is just different. What if I never get better? Just know you're not alone. So many people that have gone through this exact same experience thought the same thing. And yet these people go back to living completely free from intrusive thoughts. Could it be that this very belief is what's keeping you stuck? Oftentimes in the healing journey, it's people's belief patterns that keep them stuck. They feel like they're unique. They feel like they're different. And instead of trying to focus on the healing journey, they're always trying to find reasons why they're unique. Step 8, trust the process and keep moving forward. Look, recovery doesn't happen overnight. You're gonna have days that you feel great where you finally feel free. And then out of nowhere, you'll notice the thought pops up again and it has that emotional punch. Just know that's normal. The question isn't, will these thoughts come back? The real question is, when they do, how do you respond? If you keep practicing these steps, intrusive thoughts lose their power. Your brain learns that they're irrelevant. And eventually, they fade into the background, just like any other random thought. So, in order to bring this all together and integrate this into a bigger picture of healing, you might have started this video thinking, how do I stop these thoughts? But what if this journey is about something bigger? What if it's about learning to trust yourself again? What if it's about breaking free from fear, not just with intrusive thoughts, but everything anxiety has been holding you back from? Who do you want to become from the other side of this? Most people just want to stop at, I want to feel better, I want to feel normal right now, but I want you to think bigger. So the next steps is, if you haven't already, download that free copy of the Fearless ebook. It's packed with tools to help you break free from anxiety for good, including these intrusive thoughts. If this video has helped, be sure to subscribe and like this video, and I'll see you in the next one.